Tonight, I'm going to talk about the gospel. The gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel. Well, it's good news. The greatest news that ever hit planet Earth. The gospel. So I want to talk about, because Jesus said, for us to go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Hallelujah. When Jesus came out of the wilderness, where he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, being tempted of the devil. This is what Matthew recorded, the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Listen, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say. Jesus did what? Jesus began to preach and to say, repent. Now, for a long time, that word repent kind of frightened me. I kind of seen it as a bad word, condemning word. But when you know what the word repent means and what repentance is, it's a good thing, great thing. Let me give it to you like this. You're driving down the road. You make a repentance means you make adjustment all the time. You're driving down the road and suddenly your car starts to drift off to the right. You just straighten it up. What you doing? You make an adjustment, repenting, getting it right. And so it's a good thing. And that's what he said. Jesus came so we could repent. Because the way we were going was wrong. That we were headed in the wrong direction. We were headed to destruction. So he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Well, what God way of doing things, the Amplified Bible says, and being right. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. God's way of doing things and being right has showed up. So we can repent, so we can make adjustment, so we could get on the right track. Because God so loved the world, he gave Jesus to get us back in our proper rightful place. So listen to what happened. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And look at verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now notice what he was doing, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. I want you to pay special attention to that, because some people say that what we're about to read has been done away with. And I can't find in the scripture where the gospel is the gospel without having healing and prosperity and peace and joy and protection. So listen what he did. This is what Jesus did. He went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues. Notice, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of this sickness. Not some, all manner. I want you to hear that. Not some sickness, every kind of sickness that were on planet Earth among mankind, Jesus healed it. He didn't heal everybody because everybody didn't come to him. But every disease, every sickness, he healed every disease. And he wants you to know. And the devil trying to keep you blind to this truth. That every sickness, every disease, I don't care what it is, it must bow its knee to the name of Jesus. We must know what that name means, what's in back of that name, and what authority that name carried, and what the blood had done for us. So he healed every sickness, He healed all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. Disease among the people. Now, verse 24 says, and his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that was taken with various disease and tormented, and those that was possessed with devils, notice, and those that was lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. That's what he did. The gospel. If this gospel not a gospel that saved, not a gospel that healed, not a gospel that prosper, then it's I don't know why Jesus came. He came to seek and to save, to deliver and set free. So listen, that's why he came. That was his whole reason, to set us free. Hallelujah. And Luke Gospel 4:18, this was Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now look at it. In Luke 18, that's what he said. But before he said that, he came to the River Jordan for John to baptize him in water. Now listen what Matthew said. Matthew 3:13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have a need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus went. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens was open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. A low voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Notice Jesus was first anointed, the Spirit of God came upon him.